He tells me he knows the land well. He pauses and looks along the stone wall, then, in a quiet voice, tells me his brother was shot here, age 17, suspected of being a partisan. He keeps nodding his head, and I know the scene he looks at is not my rose garden, my hedge of sage and lavender. He has moved beyond me. He blows me a kiss. Bella casa, signora. Yesterday I found a patch of blue cornflowers around an olive tree where his brother must have fallen. Where did they come from? A seed dropped by a thrush? Will they spread next year over the crest of the terrace? Old places exist on sine waves of time and space that bend in some logarithmic motion I'm beginning to ride. I open the blue book. Writing about this place, our discoveries, wanderings, and daily life has been a pleasure. A Chinese poet many centuries ago noticed that to recreate something in words is like being alive twice. At the taproot, to seek change probably always is related to the desire to enlarge the psychic space one lives in. My listener, I hope, is like a friend who comes to visit, learns to mound flour on the thick marble counter and work in the egg. A friend who wakes to the four